Hello and welcome to the Gadget Show podcast. This week we're talking bargains, big discounts and the gadgets that are actually worth spending your money on.
Love it. Now, apparently it's Prime Week on Amazon.
Apparently.
There's always something going on. I need to do the podcast just to keep up. And whether we like it or not, there are some seriously tempting deals up for grabs.
So, to navigate us straight to the best tech and deals, joining us on the podcast once again is the editor-in-chief of T3 magazine, Matt Gallagher.
Plus, we'll be getting the lowdown on the Steam Machine, the latest gaming hardware aiming to bring the power and flexibility of PC gaming into your living room.
Before we get started, though, a quick word from our friends at CEX.
Yeah, you know when you pop into CEX, you know, just have a quick browse?
Yeah, and 40 minutes later, you're still there.
Yeah, you go in thinking, you know, I'll just have a look what they got. I've got 10 minutes to have a browse. And suddenly you're holding a retro games console, 25 games and a VR headset.
That's because CEX is one of those places where there's always something interesting to discover, whether you're into gaming, smartphones, laptops, cameras, smart home gadgets or retro tech. Every visit feels a little bit different.
Yeah, and, you know, because it's all pre-loved, you can often get your hands on some seriously cool kit for a lot less than buying new.
Which is particularly handy when flagship smartphones seem to cost about the same as a second-hand car these days.
Yeah, that is literally true. The other thing I love is that every item is fully tested before you get your hands on it, and they all come with a 5-year warranty.
Yeah, which is longer than plenty of brand new gadgets come with. And let's not forget the other side of the equation. Most of us have got old tech sitting in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah, that's me. Old phones, for example, Susie, 3, 4, maybe 5 tablets. Consoles, I swore I'd use again one day.
Well, I think we've all done that and I think we've all got them. And instead of letting them gather dust, CEX will buy them from you for cash or give you even more in in-store credit.
Yeah, which means the gadgets you're not using could help pay for the gadgets you actually want to upgrade to.
See, that's dangerously sensible.
Yeah, well, that's me, isn't it? That's basically my middle name. Well, it's not actually, it's Alan, but anyway, carry on.
Anyway, head to webuy.com or visit your local CEX store and see what treasures you can find.
Okay, so let's get into this week's tech news. And I'm absolutely loving it, Susie, because it's all gaming news. It just doesn't stop at the moment. As many of you listening or watching may well already know, there have been two huge stories that caught certainly my attention this week, starting, of course, with Valve and the Steam Machine finally being launched. So we've got some pricing. Before we get into that, let me tell you a little bit about it in case you're not up to speed. The Steam Machine is, of course, something between a gaming PC and a traditional console. So it plugs into your TV, runs SteamOS, and gives you access to thousands of PC games without the usual faffing around when it comes to owning a gaming rig like the one I've got here. The good thing is it means that you can have a PC gaming experience with all the flexibility that that brings and changing all the settings and bespoking your gaming experience and a wide range of games, many of which are AAA, some are indie titles and experimental alpha beta versions of games. The great Steam experience, which is their front end PC gaming store, in a box that's, you know, they call it the Gabe Cube, don't they? After Gabe, their head honcho. You know, in a box that's, you know, not a lot bigger than a GameCube. And that's great because, you know, certainly as I've aged as a gamer, my gaming experience, Susie, is far more likely to happen when I'm, you know, hunkered down on the sofa after I've been working all day, rather than going to my kind of gaming room and sitting in my bedroom or something like I used to do when I was younger. And I think it fits really well into that console, generally console experience, bringing PC gaming to a console front room environment, if that makes sense. Okay, here we go. The entry-level model with 512 gigabytes of storage will cost £879, Susie. But you can get it bundled for £938, at least I think that price is right at the time of recording this podcast, with the Steam controller. And the Steam controller is, I think, £85. I was just checking. £85. Or you could go for the full 2 terabyte storage version of the Steam Machine, and then you're looking at £1,149. And I believe that does also come with a bundled Steam controller. Now, I think this is important. The reason I keep saying about the Steam controller is that they've already launched the Steam controller. A few friends of mine have already got theirs and they're playing with them. And the reports are very, very good. It's a beautifully ergonomically designed piece of kit with all kinds of interesting functionality without going into details. But the point is, what's the point of a machine that purports to bridge the gap between the gaming PC bedroom setup and the front room if you haven't got a controller? Because you can't be sat on the sofa with a keyboard and a mouse, not in a practical way, can you? So you need a controller. So really, the price is £938 for the entry-level setup, as far as I'm concerned. Valve says this isn't what they originally planned. And of course, as they said previous to this launch, they blame the recent surge in demand for memory and storage components, much of which is being soaked up by the extraordinary drive to build AI data centres, which I know, Susie, you're a huge fan of.
Oh, God. Can I just interrupt you for a minute? Do you think it's possible? Is it possible that AI could be a bubble in that, you know, everybody's talking about it, but is it going to be far too demanding on resources when you hear that one data centre takes the amount of energy that London uses, for example?
Well, yeah, I did a post on LinkedIn yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I thought, so I do a post every day on LinkedIn. I try and do a kind of business-orientated post, and it's almost always about AI or my movie, one of the two. And because it was, whatever it was, 39 degrees or whatever it was, or 38 degrees, it was blooming hot yesterday. Yeah. I kind of thought, oh, I wonder what the implication is for AI when it's really, really hot. And of course, the cost of an AI data center does obviously go up when it's really, really hot. When the ambient temperature rises, more water, which is what you're referring to, isn't it, is consumed in the cooling of the very hardware that Valve aren't able to get hold of and that's driving the cost up of all consumer electronics that use GPU, CPU, RAM, hardware right now. So yeah, I think there's no question it's a bubble, Suze. All right, it's
just could it burst? You know,
because that's why we call it a bubble, isn't it? Because I don't think, I mean, I can't think of that many tech stories where we talk about the deflation of a bubble.
I can't see it sustainable.
It's
really.
the dot-com bubble. Because, but importantly, Susie, it doesn't mean the end to the benefits of AI.
No.
It just means that the market overinvests, goes bang, and then it settles itself out at a more reasonable level a few years later. Because now, obviously, where would we be now without e-commerce? I mean, it's revolutionized retail. So I think you're absolutely right. It's just, if you could predict when that might be, Susie, do let me know. Yeah,
I know, but then it might stop a bit of the willy waving that's going on. Anyway, I've interrupted you, sorry.
Yeah, I need to carry on willy waving. I've never heard that before. For that punchy price, you'll get a custom AMD Zen 4 processor, custom RDNA 3 graphics, 16 gigabytes of DDR5 memory. DDR5, I'm pretty sure it was worth more than gold about 6 months ago because my son was ripping it out of his computer and taking it down at CX. Anyway, an additional 8 gigabytes of dedicated video memory and ultra-fast SSD storage in, 512 or 2 terabytes. All of that is packed into a surprisingly compact box, roughly the size of a 6-inch cube. So the idea is simple. Deliver the flexibility and enormous game library of PC gaming that Valve have revolutionized the gaming industry with in the shape of Steam, but in a console-style package that fits under your telly. The big question is whether enough people will want to go for it at that price.
Mm.
I was thinking maybe $799.
It's not a mid-price, is it? It's quite expensive,
no.
Really.
I suppose we're going to have to wait to see whether what they've created is a shift in gaming culture and lifestyle from what I'm calling the bedroom gaming PC setup into the front room.
So like living room gaming, effectively.
Or simply a very desirable toy for people like me. or, you know, other hardcore kind of Steam fans. So yeah, Steam is always there for me, and I don't doubt many, many players. It'd be really interesting to see. And I tell you what is always there, and that is Rockstar's potential to make billions of dollars out of the extraordinary games that they release. What a history of games releases they have behind them. And they're going to need it for their latest venture, which you know is Grand Theft Auto 6. The news this week is that it's gone. Well, it's been the pre-order date has been announced. And I guess the bets are being placed. You know, how much money in pre-orders are they going to take? Are they going to take $1 billion? I mean, they're definitely going to make, I think comfortably, something north of $1 billion. They could make an awful lot more than that in the lifetime of this game, without question. Without question, it has the makings of the most financially successful game title in the history of gaming. But I'm interested to see what they release, what information they release about how many pre-orders that they've had. And based on the price, what we can compute that early profit to be.
No, I think you and millions of others just really hungry for anything to do with it, aren't they, really? And they haven't really released anything. So, yep, interesting stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's brilliant. We've been hungry, haven't we, for little morsels. So hungry, indeed, that when they released a video, let's say, not showing gameplay, but just of the cover art, just the cover art, right? It racked up more than 10 million views. It's probably more than that now as I sit here recording the podcast. Only Rockstar, you know, could post cover art and have the entire world gaming community wanting to watch what it, you know, to pore over it and try and pull details from what it might mean for the final gameplay. Absolutely extraordinary. It's a cult-like experience.
But cult's normally small, isn't it? But mass, the level of anticipation is extraordinary around this game.
Yeah.
I've got an interesting gaming story for you this week as well, which is a bit unusual for me. But before I do that, I just want to say something, just a little bit of pub take home. Obviously, the algorithms have changed recently of social media and Instagram. I found it to be flooded with crap, shall we say. But just, you can tweak your algorithm. Just for anybody that doesn't know this, if you go into your settings, you can put in what you want to see and what you don't want to see. And it does make a huge difference. You still get stuff, but not anywhere near the amount.
Sorry, I've got to be transparent. I went into your phone when we met last time at Gadget Show and I put Jason Bradbury Mankini, that into your thing. It felt funny at the time. I'm sorry. Because
feel,
you liked it,
I feel
it,
really,
right?
That's so invasive.
I can see that. You feel
I
bad.
Liked it for you because I just all thought, right. Oh, bless him in his mankini, okay. You know, I'll just put a all like right. next to it. And now it's just been flooded. That aside, a new games console is launching in the UK this month. And unlike the PlayStation, Xbox or Switch, its big selling point isn't better graphics, faster performance or exclusive games. It's exercise. Stay with me. The next Playground is a small cube-shaped console that uses a built-in camera and AI motion tracking to turn your body into the controller. So instead of sitting on the sofa pressing buttons, you're kind of jumping, dancing, reaching and waving your arms around to play. So think of it as a modern take on the Nintendo Wii or Microsoft's Kinect. The console tracks 18 points on your body to create an on-screen avatar. And there are already more than 60 games available, including family favourites like Fruit Ninja, rhythm games and even fitness sessions. Now, it has already been a massive surprise success in North America, where it reportedly became the third best-selling console over Black Friday last year, outselling Xbox Series S and X. That's amazing, isn't it? The hardware itself, because this is good, look, it only costs £269, although most of the games do sit behind a subscription service that costs £90 a year, but still, you know. The company says privacy has been a major focus, with all of the camera processing happening locally on the device rather than being uploaded to the cloud. That's a plus point. There's even a physical lens cover when you're not using it. Now, obviously, it's not going to replace a PlayStation 5 or a gaming PC. But for families that are looking for something to get the kids moving rather than simply staring at another screen, it could be one of the most interesting gaming ideas that we've seen for quite some time. And as someone who spent far too much time playing Wii Sports back in the day, I have to admit, I wouldn't mind a go. I'm quite intrigued by it.
Yeah, I love it, Susie. I'm really pleased that you picked up on this. You know, because any innovation that's as novel as this within the game space, I think is really important because it gets everyone to pull their socks up and take notice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we've got the experience of the Wii and its transformation and many other Nintendo products, interestingly, usually, like brain training and things that got, grandma involved and granddad involved in the gaming experience and so on and so forth. And these are great. So we've got the wealth of that diverse experience. Newer gamers haven't. And so something like this is really good. It rolls a kind of creative grenade into the room and says, hey, you can think differently. You can really think in three dimensions. I love it. I mean, I'd like to play with it before I pass.
Yeah, absolutely. Comment
because you want to make sure that the frame rate is good, that it's, you know, that it's immersive, that the games aren't just, you know, Fruit Ninja plus a bunch of other rubbish ones. Fruit Ninja is a great game.
The fact that it's got form though and done well is interesting. It'd be interesting to see how it does over here. Anyway.
Quick question. If I handed you £5,000 and dropped you into CEX right now, what would you buy? Would you build the ultimate gaming setup, upgrade every screen in your house, fill your desk with the latest Apple gear, or finally start that retro gaming collection you've been promising yourself for years? Because one of our Patreon supporters is going to do exactly that.
That's right. We're giving one lucky supporter £5,000 to spend at CEX. And if you're wondering what that actually looks like, here's some footage of our previous winner, Richard Wykes, spending his haul.
I love it. And Richard immediately earned himself some serious brownie points because the very first thing that he bought actually wasn't for himself, Susie.
Oh, I know. It was a brand new TV for his mum.
Thank you, Gadget Show.
Oh, bless him. After that, he went on a proper tech shopping spree. And that's the thing about having £5,000 to spend at CEX. It's enough to pretty much transform your setup.
And our friends at T3 are also throwing in a year's subscription to the magazine.
Plus, of course, when you join us on Patreon, you'll get ad-free episodes, early access to new shows, bonus content, and access to a brilliant community of fellow gadget lovers.
And if you're on our Max tier, you'll also unlock the entire Gadget Show archive.
Yeah, if you sign up to Patreon, you are automatically entered into the draw. No forms, no extra bits for you to worry about. You're in.
So for less than a price of a cup of coffee each month, you could be walking into CEX with £5,000 to spend on tech that you've always wanted.
Yeah, just head to patreon.com/thegadgetshow and join us today. You'll find all the details, terms and conditions in the episode description. Good luck. Now, this week is Prime Week on Amazon, which means millions of products have suddenly gone on sale. Can't be bad. The challenge, as always, is working out, especially when all these other things that we've talked about are launching, which deals are genuinely worth your money and which ones just look impressive because, you know, they've got a big percentage sign next to them.
Yeah, so rather than spending hours scrolling through thousands of offers, we've brought in some expert help. Joining us once again is the editor-in-chief of T3, Matt Gallagher.
Hello, Matt.
How are you doing?
Okay, Matt. Right. I think last time we checked in with you, we were talking about the brand new electric Ferrari, which I don't think we really approved of, but there we go. I think we might approve of this new car in the Amazon sale context. Please explain what on earth I'm talking about.
So Lego has launched a new model in its ultimate car concepts, which are kind of, they're very big Technic Lego models. And they include some of the biggest car names you can think of. The latest one, though, is the Koenigsegg, and it's for Seder Spear, which is their limited edition. They only made 30 of them. They cost about £4 million, and they are absolutely stunning. And this model does it a huge amount of justice.
So have you had this in your hands, or are you just gazing at it?
I was actually out in Sweden at the Koenigsegg factory, and so I got to see it. They have got the full-size model, and they've also built a full-size Koenigsegg Cederspear out of Lego.
Wow.
So as well as the model that you can buy, you've also got a full-size version which they're taking to Goodwood. This thing is incredible. It's huge. It's the size of the full car, and it's fast. I don't know if you remember the Lego F1 cars, but they went round the track and they were full-size Lego F1 cars. This is faster. So this will do 69 miles an hour, they've got it to. It's incredible. But the both the small model and the kind of full-size models are really impressive. And Koenigsegg's are known for a couple of things. They've got this very unique transmission system, which they've done in the Technic model. They've also got what they call their ghost mode. I don't know if you've seen it, but it basically raises the boot and opens the doors and the bonnet all in one. So it kind of, Koenigsegg got their logo from the Swedish Air Force that was based where their factory was, and it's this ghost. So the ghost force. And so this kind of creates this ghost effect by kind of raising the doors and everything, and it's known for the ghost mode, and they've managed to do it in their model. So you kind of raise the back of the car and it opens the doors and the bonnet at the same time. It's really, really impressive.
That's so cool. That's going to look, that makes me want to go to Goodwood, and I bet I've got a race on that weekend. There's always such great stuff to see there.
But I want it, and I don't mean this, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but I want it to crash. Because
what's wrong with you?
Because it would be so cool to see it. It would just disintegrate into a million Lego pieces.
And
it would be
an incredible
thing to see.
That says a lot about the way that your brain works.
No, but as a kid, that's what you want, isn't it? You want your Lego car to shoot down, go off a jump and smash into 100 pieces. And also, the other thought that occurs to me, I really don't want that to happen, by the way. Can I just put that? The cost of a full size Lego car, regardless of whether it's a blooming Koenigsegg, well, it's got to be up there near the price of the real thing, Matt, because Lego is very expensive, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the model is, I think it's just short of £400.
£400, yeah.
For the Ultimate Car Collection. The full size one, they weren't giving how much it cost them to build, but I would imagine it's got to be a significant amount to create it over the time they did.
Can you imagine how long it took as well? And can you imagine if it crashed, how long it would take to fix it? I mean, I'm just in the garage mode with the engineers right now. You know, obviously I'm there on a weekly basis, but with Lego, it's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, back to the Amazon deals.
Brilliant.
Then.
Let's start.
Let's start with the big one, Matt. If someone wants to buy one thing in Prime Week, what's the biggest standout deal that you've seen?
Well, I mean, yesterday I actually had one of the biggest deals we've seen on Amazon for a long time, which was the Apple Studio display.
It had a
37% off, which is incredible. I've never seen anything like it, especially not on an Apple product.
Yeah.
That was a lightning deal, so it was a very short-term thing, and unfortunately now it's sold out. There is still the Aura Ring 4 on sale, which has got about 34% off at the moment. So that's a good deal that you can still get now. But those lightning deals are really worth looking out for. They don't last for very long, but they definitely offer some of the best discounts during the Prime Day.
The Aura as well, they're doing quite a lot of advertising over the World Cup, aren't they? They must have spent a fortune on their campaign for that.
The Aura is great. They have got a newer version. Obviously, the Aura 5 has just come out, which is slightly smaller. But the Aura 4 is brilliant. I've been wearing it for the last 6 months, and it really is impressive.
So that's sort of a couple of £100. What about gadgets under £50? What would you recommend?
So it's one of the biggest selling deals that they've got at the moment. But the Ring battery video doorbell, the latest version of that, has a 53% off at the moment, which takes it to $37.99.
Wow.
It's a really good deal, actually. So if you haven't got a Ring doorbell, or if you've got an older one, it's certainly a good time to replace. The other thing I really like is the Blink devices. They're kind of a sister company of Ring, and they tend to be a bit cheaper. There's currently the Ring Outdoor 2K camera and video doorbell bundle, which is also just $34.99. So you get the outdoor camera, which is a really good quality camera. It's battery operated, it lasts for months, and their video doorbell as well. So that's kind of a nice little security setup, and less than £35.
That is such a good deal. 2K camera, absolutely superb. Really good,
and they're so good as well. I know they've been around now for a while, but they just really bring peace of mind, don't they? Headphones always obviously a huge thing on Prime Week, whether it's earbuds, over ears, or noise cancelling cans. Any standout audio deals that people could be looking at?
Yeah, completely. Apple AirPods are always a popular one in the sale, and they've got the AirPods 4 with the ANC with 26% off right now. So that's a pretty good deal, on £125 for those. So again, if you haven't got a pair of AirPods, the 4s are fantastic, really great quality, and that ANC does help, especially if you're commuting. There's also a Bowers & Wilkins PX7 Mark III, or the S3s. Okay. There's 36% off.
Wow.
Now they're not the flagship Bowers & Wilkins, but they are pretty close. They're a really impressive set of headphones. You can get the white ones for the 36% off. If you want the black ones, they're 34% off. So they'll cost you a little bit more, but it's just £255 for the white pair, which are very nice looking.
Obviously, for our viewers and listeners, these prices are subject to kind of fluidity, aren't they, Matt? So
absolutely.
If anything we're saying catches your attention, yeah, it's probably a good idea to advise people checking out the podcast to get on there as quick as they can.
Yeah, I mean, they're changing daily. We're keeping our live blog going to kind of track the changes in prices. So we're always updating to the latest prices on there.
OK, let's move up the price ladder a little bit, I'm guessing. TVs are often one of the main headline grabbers, aren't they, for Prime Week? So if someone's been waiting for an excuse to upgrade, what better time now with all the football to watch? What's the best television deal that you found?
So Amazon, again, has their own TVs, and they are at really good prices. So they've got a new Ember line of TVs, which is their new Fire TV models. You can get their top-of-the-range model, which is a mini LED TV, in 75 inches with 38% off, and that's £999 at the moment. Or you can get the smaller 55-inch.
Yeah, so it's the QLED 4K, isn't it? UHD smart TV. HDR. I'm just looking at the specs. You've got me really excited. Pleased to see as well, 144 hertz. So that's damn good for gaming, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this top model, the Omni Mini LED, has all of the features on it. It's a really impressive TV for the money. So Amazon do a full range. They've got the 2 series, the 4, and this top one as well. But if you can go for the top one, it's really impressive. There's also, if you want an OLED TV, there's also an LG model. The savings are on the C5, a smaller size. So if you don't want a massive TV, there's a 48-inch LG C5, which is now 27% off. So that's £725. So
great.
Not cheap, but for that size of toy, well, that quality of TV, it's really impressive.
Do you want to do your favourite category, Jase?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Most underrated deal. All right. So the one that you think no one's talking about, but it represents a really great opportunity, so we can give something of real value to our listeners and viewers.
So for me, it's bringing it back to Lego. So Lego Star Wars products, there's some pretty good deals, actually. There's not a huge amount on there, but the products there are, they are definitely some big savings. So if you've seen the Millennium Falcon Ultimate Collector Series, the massive one, there's 26% off that at the moment. Or you can get the Lego Star Wars logo, which is a nice little kind of thing that you can put on your side if you're presenting all your Lego devices. And that's down to now
$39.99. Yes, but how much is the massive? Sorry,
the big one.
Yeah, how much is the Millennium Falcon? I've always fancied one of those.
I mean, normally this thing is $734.99. So it's pretty significant, but 26% off, it means it's $546 right now. That is changing daily at the moment, but right now it's a really good deal. So if you do want it.
I would argue as well that something like that, not that I really know anything about the after sale market for Lego, but if you keep all the box and all the bits and pieces and stuff, you could get some pleasure out of it and you could probably sell it on at a pretty good whack, don't you think? Because I mean, I'd definitely buy one of those secondhand if I could. You know, because you can't go far wrong. If there's the odd piece missing, you can get it. I mean,
I'm going to level with you here and just be honest. I find it less exciting getting a deal online as I do going into a shop. I don't know what it is. It must be the human experience, but or it just doesn't last as long. You know, you can click and go like, oh, that's good. I've got a good deal. And then I'm on to something else. It's not like you come out of a shop and you're like, yes.
But you could bargain in the shop, can't you? In fact, there was. I was involved. You know how these things are. I'm sure you have been involved, Matt, as a judge on sort of tech and gadget related initiatives. And I can't remember the details, but I remember one of the winners or finalists in this competition for brand new startup ideas was a website where they created a chatbot, like an AI, and you could bargain with it. So you would put it in a retail shop and it would make the act of buying on a website a little bit like what you're talking about, okay. Susie, a little bit more...
Enhance the experience a little
human, more. Yeah. You were able to bargain with it. And it was really funny because people were asking all sorts of funny questions to try and trick it. And it actually was really good. So, you know, depending on how the market was, what stocks were like, the algorithm would intelligently make decisions around what it could afford, as low as it could afford to go. But it was up to you to find that boundary. And I thought that was a really great idea.
That's really nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's something that AI could be very useful for. But I wonder if it's why people like sites like Vinted at the moment, because there is that opportunity to barter with people and get that buying experience. So, yeah, maybe that's part of the interest.
Have retailers, do you think, become smarter at making us think we're getting deals on Prime, or are we actually, you know, does it get better every year?
I think people have got smarter with what is actually a deal. Obviously, there are widgets that you can add into your Amazon or just go to check the actual prices and see how they've compared over the years. Like Camel's a really good one that just kind of tracks those prices, so you can actually see if you're getting a real deal or not. So, you know, we'll always look at those, and we'll look at kind of previous prices to make sure, you know, this isn't just a product that was the same price 6 months ago, but it's gone up in between. So,
Matt, finally, my last question to you is, what have you actually bought?
Well, I'm tempted to get some very sensible stuff. I need a new shed, and I need a mini chainsaw, and there's some really good prices on those for doing the garden. But I have seen the DJI Osmo Pocket 3 is on sale.
That's more and that's, like it.
That's a bit more fun. That's 29% off at the moment. So not bad for one of the best kind of handheld video tools around, really.
Matt, you're a total superstar. Enjoy your, you know, cutting down trees and putting stuff in your shed and all that. But more importantly, thank you so much for enlightening us. Absolutely superb.
No problem. And do take a look at T3's live blogs, because we will be following all the deals.
And that's all we've got time for in this week's Gadget Show podcast.
Yeah, massive thanks to Matt Gallagher. Thanks, Matt, for joining us.
Yeah, and an even bigger thank you to you, of course, for spending your part of the week with us. Whether you've been with us since television days or you've only just discovered the podcast, we are absolutely delighted to have your company.
Yes, and with that in mind, before we go, a special shout out to our brilliant Patreon supporters. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see, well, if you're one of them, your name on screen right now.
They're the people who keep the Gadget Show podcast going, helping us make more podcasts, more videos, and hopefully plenty more gadget-related nonsense in the future.
Yeah, and the important thing to know is if you join them, you'll get ad-free episodes of our podcast, early access to brand new shows, bonus content that only Patreon get to see, and at the top tier at least, access to every episode of the Gadget Show from the telly ever recorded.
Plus, very importantly, you'll be automatically entered into our £5,000 CEX Tech Shopping Spree giveaway.
Yeah, £5,000 at CEX. genuinely, Susie, I don't know what I'd buy. I'd maybe look for that Millennium Falcon. Yeah. Let's see if I can get a second-hand version of that with pieces missing. It'd drive me insane. Anyway, if you want to be in for the competition and all that great content, just head over to patreon.com/thegadgetshow.
Okay, we'll be back next week with more gadgets and more nonsense, probably.
Thanks for listening. See you then.
The Gadget Show podcast with Jason and Susie was presented by Jason Bradbury and Susie Perry off the telly. It was produced by Ewan Keel and Tom Clint and is a North One production.